Men have desire to see what you see and have not seen them, and to hear what you hear and have not heard them. But as far as you see and your ear fully hear, may we be worthy to hear, to act according to the Holy Gospels through that prayer.
Pray for the Holy Gospel.
Remember also our mother, remember us, remember the month's application, praise which have had upon you, Lord our God, who have already fallen asleep, repose them, those who are sick, heal them. For you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Sitte vita vuvo ste o accosamento a che fungelio
Gospel according to our teacher, St. Matthew, the evangelist. May his blessings be with us. Amen. From the Psalms, our father David, the prophet and the king. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my mind and my heart, for your loving kindness is before my eyes. And I have walked in your truth. Alleluia. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. Then Jesus spoke to the multitudes and to his disciples, saying, the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. Therefore, whatever they tell you to observe, that observe and do. But do not do according to their works, for they say and do not do. For they bind heavy burdens hard to bear, and lay them on men's shoulders. but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers, but all their works they do to be seen by men. They make their phylacteries broad and enlarge the borders of their garments. They love the best places at feast, the best seats in the synagogues, greetings in the marketplace, and to be called by men, Rabbi, Rabbi. But you do not be called Rabbi, for one is your teacher, the Christ, and you are all brethren. Do not call anyone on earth your father, for one is your father who is in heaven. And do not be called teachers, for one is your teacher, the Christ. But he who is greatest among you shall be your servant. And whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for you neither go in yourselves, nor do you allow those who are entering to go in. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayers. Therefore you will receive great condemnation. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you travel land and sea to win one proselyte. And when he is won, you make him twice as much as son of hell as yourselves. Woe to you, blind guides, who say whoever swears by the temple, it is nothing, but whoever swears by the gold of the temple, he is obliged to perform it. Fools and blind, for which is greater, the gold or the temple that sanctifies the gold? And whoever swears by the altar, it is nothing, but whoever swears by the gift that is on it, he is obliged to perform it. Fools and blind, for which is greater, the gift or the altar that sanctifies the gift? Therefore he who swears by the altar swears by it, and by all things on it. He who swears by the temple swears by it, and by him who dwells in it. And he who swears by heaven swears by the throne of God, and by him who sits on it. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faith. These you ought to have done, without leaving others undone. Blind guides who strain out a gnat and swallow a camel. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you cleansed outside of the cup and dish, but inside they are full of exhortation and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisees, first cleansed inside of the cup and dish, that the outside of them may be also clean. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs, which indeed appear beautiful outwardly, but inside are full of dead men's bones and uncleanness. Even so you also outwardly appear righteous to men, but inside you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you build the tombs of the prophets and adorn the monuments of the righteous, and say, if we had lived in the days of our father, we would not have been partaker with them in the blood of the prophets. Therefore you are witness against yourselves that you are sons of those who murdered the prophets. Fill up then the measures of your father's guilt. Serpents, brood of vipers, how can you escape the condemnation of hell? Therefore indeed I send you prophets, wise men, and scribes. Some of them you will kill and crucify, and some of them you will scourge in your synagogues and persecute from city to city, that on you may come all the righteousness bloodshed on the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel to the blood of Zechariah, son of Berechiah, whom you murdered between the temple and the altar. Assuredly I say to you, all these things will come upon this generation. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, The one who kills the prophets and stone those who are sent to her. How often I wanted to gather your children together, as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. See, your house is left to you desolate. For I say to you, you shall see me no more till you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Our Father who art in heaven,
in the Christos Jesus been choice. Nopion so Kyrie.
Is moerini pansi. O Master Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son and Lord of God, the Father, who has broken every bound of our sin through his saving, life-giving suffering, who presented the face of his saintly disciple and holy apostle and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sin of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sin of any, they are retained. Now also, our Master, you have given grace through your holy apostle and to those who for a time labor in the priesthood, in your holy church, to forgive sin upon the earth and to bind and to loose every bound of iniquity. Now also we ask in the goodness, lover of mankind, for your servant, my father, my brethren, my weakness, those who bow their heads before your holy glory, dispense to us your mercy and loose every bound of our sins. And if we have committed any sin against you, knowingly or unknowingly, or through anguish of heart, whether in deed or word, or from even hundreds, O Master, who know the weakness of men, at the good one, the lover of mankind, O God, grant the forgiveness of our sins. Bless us, purify us, absolve us and all your people. Fill us with your fear and strengthen us for your holy goodwill. For you, our God, the glory, the honor, the dominion, and the worship are due unto you with your good Father and the Holy Spirit, the giver of life, who is one is with you now and at all times and into the age of ages. Amen. May I word to pray thankfully, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us day our daily bread, forgive our trespasses, as we forgive to those who trespass against us, and lead us unto temptation, but deliver us from evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, and with the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Den oste me fio
Benevolent.
para.
Choice and choice and canivron and viot name sheer and number no mass whoever not him induks a petrinka, a young car, given the matic and inca, inca, so soon as one and I mean. The prayer of the third hour of the blessed day we offer to Christ our King and our God, beseeching him to forgive us our sins. From the Psalm of our Father David the Prophet and King, may blessing be upon us all. Amen.